family and friends of Phil, especially Bob and Gary. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for today is from the Song of Simeon, just read from St. Luke chapter 2. Philip Wilford Meyer Jr. was born into time on July 25th, 1931, in Salinas, California. He lived his life in various places, serving in the United States Air Force during the Korean War, and for much of his life in real estate development. After many struggles with illnesses, diabetes, possibly Parkinson's disease, and finally, chronic leukemia, he lived in the Loomis area in recent years, and then in Roseville for the past year or so. He confessed his faith in the risen Christ to Pastor Meyer and to myself at different times over the years and was baptized in the Methodist Church. He died in Christ on Monday, December 17, 2012, and was laid to rest in the Sacramento Valley National VA Cemetery in Dixon on Friday, December 21st. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Blessed indeed, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labor, for their deeds follow them. Simeon was an old man when the infant Jesus came into the temple. He had waited his whole life for this little baby, this child from a backwater town in Nazareth, to come to the temple. The old temple built with human hands met the new temple of flesh and blood in Jesus Christ. So it is no surprise that Simeon took this little baby into his arms and prayed, "Now set free your servant, Master, according to your word in peace, because my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and glory for your people Israel." Set free. Most of our translations have depart, but really set free catches the meaning. The Creator Lord sets Simeon free according to his word in peace. God's gracious presence in Jesus is the only thing that can truly set us free. The infant Lord comes to his temple to set his people free from the bondage of sin, death, and the devil. We, like Simeon, are all in bondage. We're held in bondage by this sinful nature that clings to us and grips us with cords of death. Our world is held in this bondage. St. Paul says that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs to be delivered from this bondage of sin. This bondage traps us, and sickness, sin, disease, and death are all tools of this ghastly enemy. That's the beauty of this Song of Simeon, the Nunc Dimittis, we call it in the church. According to the word of God, Simeon was set free in peace. There is salvation, there is life, there is new creation and hope for all mankind. When Simeon saw Jesus, he was set free. When he saw Jesus, he saw God's salvation for all people. There is no wondering about where God is. He is there in Jesus, just as he promised in his word. Where God's word promises that he will be, that is where he is, not as an abstraction or a feeling that comes and goes, but in the flesh, in our flesh and blood. Phil longed to be set free, free from the sicknesses that plagued him on and off for so many years. Free from worry and fear for his future. He longed for the freedom which only Christ can give, even though he may not have always realized that at the time. The last time I visited Phil was just the day before he died. Gary and I saw him. He was, as they say in the medical field, non-responsive. Now, I did not know Phil in the prime of his life, but I've heard from many people that non-responsive is not a normal way for Phil. He would often have a response to a need or a question, even hollering at the top of his lungs to make sure that he could get a drink of water from the nurses or aides, whether they wanted to give it to him or not. But illness, it seems, had had its best of Phil. Like Simeon 2,000 years ago, Phil longed to be set free and has been set free. For you see, death for the Christian is not the end, but a new beginning. Phil finished his life in the loving arms of Jesus Christ. And if there is one thing that we can be sure of, it is the eternal mercy of a loving God. As the psalmist cried out so many years ago, "My heart and my flesh fail me, but God is the rock of my heart and my portion forever." God in his mercy has set Phil free. We who remain grieve at our loss, but we have confidence in this. Jesus Christ, who died and rose from the dead, will raise up Phil and all believers at the last day. He has been set free, not from life. He has been set free from death. And we will see him again at the last day. Jesus said, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand." Phil heard the voice of his Savior, and our Lord, in his great mercy, has given him eternal life. For those who believe in Jesus, trust him, follow him, well, you may depart in peace, because your eyes have beheld him. It's not that Christians look forward to dying. Christians don't want to die any more than anyone else. For some, though, the hard part is not the dying. It is the struggle to go on living. So from God's point of view, the view that both Simeon and Phil now have, any day is a good day to die, because the Christian may indeed depart in peace. What's more, our hope does not lie in Phil being a good person. I'm sure he was a good person in his own way, but he was also a sinner, and like all of us, deserved nothing but eternal separation from God. But God is merciful, not vengeful. And at the last day, he will raise Phil and the dead and give eternal life to him and all believers in Christ. We call that the resurrection of the body. Phil's body, now laid to rest in that cemetery in Dixon, Phil's body will rise again at the last day. That's God's promise to Phil, and that is God's promise to you today. According to God's word, Phil believed and was baptized. With the word, Phil lived that life of faith. He is now singing that ancient song of Simeon with angels and archangels and the whole church in heaven and on earth. I'm confident that his voice is heard by many as they pray, "Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For my eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen." Be at peace, Phil. Be be at rest, and we look forward to the day when we are reunited in heaven. In the name of Jesus, amen. And now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith to life everlasting. Amen. Please stand for prayer.